would you call him, or you don't want to do that? Well, just, you know, call him for me.
Well, they just repeat that same term over and over, coit, like that.
So how would you call him? If you were leaning over the fence right now.
That would be it, just coit. Just repeating that one term over and over again.
Well, wouldn't you have to say it louder than that?
Yeah, you'd probably, depending upon how far away the animal was from you.
But you don't want to call him here?
Well, I haven't had the experience with it, so really I'd be stabbing in the dark if I tried to.
All right. But what's that word again?
Coit. And I have no conception of how it's spelled or if there is such a word.
Well, what would you say to him to make him to stand still so you can milk him?
Be still.
And what about to get the legs moved back?
Back your leg.
And what, is there a call for a calf?
Not to my knowledge. I'm sure there is, but it's not a term that I'm familiar with.
Well, what would you say to mules and horses to make them go left and make them go right?
I don't know if I really remember, but it seems to me that the two terms was G and Ha.
And which means which?
That's what I'm not sure of. One meant left and one right, and I'm not sure which is which. They came a little after my time when I was growing up. I can remember my father and older people using these terms to guide the direction of the mule from one area to another.
But you don't know which means?
No, I don't.
And do you know any other calls for horses, like to get them in from the pasture or something?
None at all.
Would you use a horn or something like that to get them into, like you do the cows?
I suppose you could. I'm not real familiar with horses, and I've never, you know, raised any or kept any in confinement close by.
Well, have you ever heard people whistling to get them in?
Yeah, in movies, I have.
All right.
Cowboy movies.
Well, if you were sitting on a horse's back and he was standing still and you wanted to move, what would you say to him?
I'd say, get up.
Now, what if you were riding along slowly and you wanted to go faster?
I'd probably use, if I had on spurs, I'd probably use those to punch him in the sides or use a whip or something to strap him on the back.
But you wouldn't, would you say anything else? Would you say get up to then?
Probably, yeah.
So it wouldn't make any difference if you were standing still or already moving?
No.
Now, what about make him stop?
Whoa.
And do you know words you might say to him to make him back in to a buggy so you can hitch him up?
Just back up.
And what about calls to hogs to feed them? Have you ever heard any?
Yeah, I've heard other people. Call them, like wool pig, and some of them even use wool pig suey, which to me means to go away.
That's
the suey portion of it does.
Mean to go away?
Yeah. But I noticed, University of Arkansas, I believe that's one of their calls in the football team, since they're the Arkansas Razorbacks. They use that term as one of their favorite chants at ball games.